Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and this is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and entertainment show. This week's story is about three high school friends from the north suburbs of Chicago who began their 2013 freshman year at the University of Missouri unlike most students. They arrived in Columbia and started posting flyers in search of a drummer. Bassist Ari Shellis told me that he, Tyler Stock, and Jack Pritchett played together in a high school band for 2 years, and this time, they were looking for the final member of their new group.
Tyler met Tom at tryouts for jazz combos.
It was the first day of it, that's what it was.
That's Stock, the lead guitarist.
And he was sitting next to me, and I started talking to him and said, you should try out for my band.
And then we started jamming, and it just went well, and yeah, that's pretty much how it got started.
With the addition of drummer Tom Hipkin, the band was complete. They call themselves Ray Wild, a name that Stock says just kind of came to him.
We started just doing the open mics to get the venues to see us and like get our friends to see us at the open mics to be like, hey, you know, we can draw some people.
I saw the four-piece rock band perform for the first time at Rose Music Hall in Columbia back in December, and as I can recall, there were at least 100 people at the show. Ray Wild's sound is pure rock and roll. Raw, high-energy music made by talented musicians. And it's all created in the basement of a one-story house. Ray Wild doesn't just play music together. They also live together. And Stock seems to enjoy it.
Living here is the best. Living with the bandmates, it's easy to just go practice and jam and like anytime I'm feeling it. So
with a few instruments and some decorative carpeting, the four bandmates and roommates turn their empty basement into a music room. After spending just a few hours with Ray Wild, I listened as simple musical ideas started to take shape as new songs. Shellis told me that the band's songwriting process is a true collaborative effort.
Usually someone will bring like a riff or just some cool chord progression or something, and then we just jam on it until it starts taking a little form.
Sometimes it just stays jams for a really long time. Then we took a jam we had and we're like, all right, let's chop that down, make that a verse. Which is cool, it's crazy when that happens because like before it was like a whole different song idea and now it's like a verse.
Since the start of the school year, Ray Wild has played 11 shows with two more right around the corner. They released Good Fortune, their debut five-song EP in February of 2015. Now, almost exactly a year later, the band's second project is nearly finished.
We went to Colorado at the end of January.
That's Stock.
We just stayed there for 4 days, and we recorded three new songs.
Shellist says they expect to release the project sometime in mid-March.
I think the next goal after that, while we're in school, is write some really good music for the next like year and a half. Probably do an album, try to piece that together, and then tour for however long.
Success, like in any other professional field, requires time and hard work, so it's not unusual to hear stories about bands breaking up for any number of reasons. 5 years together is a long time for any group of musicians, let alone a group of 20 and 21-year-olds. But Stock says Ray Wild is doing just fine.
Playing with Ari, Jack, and Tom, like, we're really close friends. It just feels cool, and we just all feel really connected to, like, rocking out, you know?
Ray Wild is performing this weekend at Rose Music Hall. Visit KBIA.org for more information about the band and their upcoming project. That's it for this week's Off the Clock. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.